This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the Best of America Tonight.
The uncertainty here cannot be overstated, and we're seeing the effects of that as it relates to rain bands and the intensity, with now the potential tornado watches, with now the potential flash flooding watches. Really, the better part of wisdom is for everybody not to test it.
We're also been spared. It's not the worst case scenario. We didn't get what was forecasted in Louisiana. The storm is moving north now, but we're not having to do any search and rescue in the state of Louisiana. And so we had all these assets that were positioned in southwest Louisiana to take care of our own. And so without needing them, we're going to use them here in Texas until we get the job done.
Tale of two different situations and two different governors. You heard the governor from Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, and Louisiana being spared. And then you also heard the governor of Texas, and that would be Greg Abbott, of course, talking about the fact that they're sending in more National Guards. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So a snapshot of America is everybody being focused on what's happening in the great state of Texas, specifically when it comes to Houston. I think the best description I've ever seen, and one of the worst, most horrific pictures I've ever seen, as somebody who's been on this road many, many times since I've lived in the Lone Star State, is looking at Interstate 10. If I said to my nephew when he was visiting, let's go to the ocean, and I blindfolded him and then took the blindfold off, he'd think he was at the ocean, but he would be looking at waves that were really a highway. Interstate 10. Unbelievable. It really sums up what it's been like. I think the best picture and video that I saw coming out of Houston today was the video of the people who made a human chain to try and get people out of a car because the water was filling up in the car and they were going to drown. So a quick human chain was formed. Pretty long human chain. They got the people out. They saved the people. Because what happened was those horrific floodwaters picked up an old man's SUV. And it was sweeping it away. So you get swept away, and if you can't get out, you die. But those Good Samaritans had a little trouble getting the door open. But that chain helped. The fact that they had more strength in numbers and could then pull them out. What an amazing piece of video it is and how it sums it all up. My husband said to me today, which, by the way, he'll be back next week for The Other on Tuesday when everybody's back from Labor Day, that he was in Dallas driving around and noticed there were a lot of boats that were headed in the direction of Houston. That's another wild story to me. The fact that yes, you can donate money and you can run down and give blood and all that's important. And people across the country listening to me, some of you have done that. You've given whatever you can. You're seeing the pictures. It's heartbreaking, all of that. But the fact that people from states that are even much further away than Texas put trailers together and took their boats down to Houston to put them in the water to try to rescue people because they were seeing that there wasn't enough crews to go around. And those stories blow my mind, too, just as he had seen them coming down the road and realized, okay, that's where they're headed. So still a lot of focus on the weather. The good news with Harvey is that Harvey didn't dance around until the weekend because initially when we heard about the storm, we kept hearing it could go all the way through possibly Friday or Saturday. That's a break. The fact that that storm did not do that, the sun came out. There's still so much high water. Some of the water is receding. It's going to take a while. People are in shelters, their homes destroyed, others with a little bit of damage, still having to ponder what to do about it. So now it becomes all about getting the Texans on their feet again, who were heavily affected by Harvey, because, yes, downgraded to a tropical depression, and woohoo, go away, Harvey. But the path of destruction, the enormity of it, is starting to really weigh on the people who are realizing they have nothing to go back to. They had no flood insurance. The good news is that the watersheds didn't crest. The levels are high, but the water is receding. However, the bad news is this went all the way through, you know, Wednesday, and the devastation is enormous. There is no word I can use on this show to aptly describe what the people are seeing and actually what they feel like. It's bad. Now they're talking about possible tornadoes across the southeast, so some of you could be looking at twisters popping up, and this is a result of kind of the remnants of Harvey. Initially, as you heard Edwards there, initially the hurricane was forecast to dump about 10 inches of rain on Louisiana before moving on to Arkansas and Tennessee and parts of Missouri. But that didn't happen. They didn't get quite what they were expected to get. So that's very, very good news. In trying to put a number on the cost of Harvey, with the loss of the vehicles, the cars, of course, sadly, human life, the unofficial estimate that's being really batted around, and it could be much higher than this in the end, is $160 billion. $160 billion, my friends, makes it the costliest national disaster in U.S. history. So think of those words for a minute. The costliest national disaster in our history. Because there were neighborhoods in Houston that got 50 inches of rain. Way more than they would even see in a year. The flooding was something that wasn't talked about that much. The thought that there could be some flash flooding, yes, but the idea of massive flooding was talked about a little bit, but not a lot, and that's exactly what happened. By the way, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner imposed a midnight to 5 a.m. curfew because of the vacant homes and the streets and making sure the streets are safe. Also, they've issued a bunch of warnings that looters would be prosecuted to the fullest extent. Nobody likes a looter, that's for sure, when everybody's lives are falling apart. So the idea now is there is one site in Houston, one that I visited, that actually could hold a lot of people, but it's going to stay for its intended purpose, and that would be Minute Maid Park. The Astros announced that they're going to return on Sunday with a 3-game series against the Mets. So they will be back in town. We're going to have more on the flood, plus a little of this and that as we roll through here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the Best of America Tonight.
I know it's all relative, but I approach mid-land with a clear perspective. No longer dealing with great fear, rejected, but little that
same. Ah, yes, we've been talking about it. Everybody can use a little music in their life. And I think the people in Houston, the ones that are able, are probably dancing inside, at least, with the fact that bye-bye to Harvey. So part of that nightmare is over. The other half of it is just beginning, and ultimately that's the problem. Hope you have some great plans as we're rolling through this Labor Day holiday. I know I have a lot of friends and business associates that, guess what, they took the whole week off. They are out somewhere, and of course many of them actually, to be honest, hitting me up and saying, what's going on, what's the latest in Texas, including our friends from Talk Media News, Justin and Ellen and Lori Lewis and the rest of the crew. They are off for the whole week. They figure, hey, Congress can do it, so can we. So they didn't have to put in. The boss just said, you're off. Don't worry about it. Because normally, of course, they'd be all over this Harvey thing, and they've been asking me what's happening. And from the Texas perspective, what's being discussed and what's going on and how much help are the people getting? And the answer is a ton of, the sad thing is hearing the stories of the people, how they survived and what they went through to try to either get out of Houston or find shelter or a myriad of other problems that you can imagine you would deal with when suddenly you were confronted with this wall of water. You know, one of the concerns about Houston heading into the storm was the fact that, okay, if you have this mass evacuation, we've seen before where people have been killed in mass evacuations, panic and mayhem and all that other sort of stuff, which we saw with Katrina somewhat, right? So people that didn't evacuate then panicked and saw the water and tried to evacuate. Well, there were some that were killed, and then there were stories about survival and what they had to do to survive when they couldn't see where they were driving, and they had really very few options of how to get out of the city. And because there was so much water, like I described, when Highway 10 looks like an ocean, oh, there's some serious problems. Serious, serious problems. So now it's all about studying that damage, looking at the damage and what it looks like. Some areas are fine. I have friends that lived in Friendswood, and while parts of Friendswood was hit hard, other parts of it, fine. I mean, they'll have some things to dry out, but they're not going to lose houses. They're not having any of that sort of a deal happen to them. But then there are people not just a few streets over who aren't having that option to deal with because they were just completely pummeled. Completely pummeled. And as I mentioned, there, when we look at the pictures and we see what the people have done to help other people, it is pretty amazing. There's a story about a mattress store, a guy who owned a mattress store, a Houston businessman, who just opened his store to the flood victims, gave hundreds of them, you know, men, women, kids, pets, a place to rest, and served up great food, had food catered in. Gallery Furniture is the name of the place. And he said, we have lots of bed, lots of food, we got water, you can even bring your animals, and we welcome you if you need a place to stay. And they open up buildings as shelters, and good for him. It started on Sunday when the floodwater started to roll in. He opened his doors. And it wasn't about, I want attention or this is a ploy. He said he was a big believer that it's better to give than take. And during Hurricane Katrina, he says they housed 200 people. There were a lot of evacuees from New Orleans, so he said it wasn't any different than then. We're trying to be part of the community, and we want people to feel comfortable and as much as we can with the water levels rising to come here, but so much better be here than to be trapped wherever it was that they were running from. And it's funny because I think as a result of this, and he's talked about it, there are people that he's looking at for potential jobs and whatnot. Just some of the people that the owner has met by opening up his mattress store. So I think he is one of the unsung heroes. Just because he got some recognition, he certainly was not asking for it. Let's, you know, put it that way. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, plenty of you had plenty of thoughts about Houston, Joe Arpaio, the sheriff that was pardoned by the Prez, and a myriad of other what I call odds and ends, some of it having to do even with sports as we're getting closer to NFL football, a lot of people forming fantasy teams and asking me about our own little game that we play, Nail the Score, which we do on Tuesday nights, so at the tail end of the hour, the final segment, and we, of course, will absolutely, we will be bringing that back. Too many of you asked for us, you know, to do that. Here's an interesting aside. I was just reading this from some statistics that I got from a friend of mine who was asking me about my neighborhood, because he was seeing all the kids in Houston being evacuated and asking me about kids in my neighborhood thinking we may be getting some of the water, which, of course, we didn't. And he had some of this statistical research that, by the way, I think is popping up everywhere because this study was just released. And this has nothing to do, I don't think, with anything with what's happening in Houston or the recovery efforts or any of that. But how interesting, because when we talk about age and children, we always talk about women, but they're saying in this new study that was just published in the Journal for Human Reproduction that the average age of a father of a newborn in the United States increased from 27.4, I love the .4 years old to 30.9 years old. And that happened over a couple of different decades, from 72 to 2015 is when that happened. And this was done by Stanford University School of Medicine. And what they're also saying is there's more dads over 40 that we're seeing, like, a massive increase. You know, how big is that increase? And this is why I bring it up. Over the study period, the portion, this is newborn fathers who are 40 and especially 45 or older, doubled from 4.1% to 8.9%. 8.9%. That, when we talk about statistics, that is a huge leap. I mean, a huge leap. And automatically, of course, what comes to mind is his George Clooney, because he would fit that category. He's 56. So he and his wife, Amal, had twins in June. And for celebrities, you know, of course, that's a different world, right? But they're saying that's not uncommon. It's not necessarily uncommon for the everyday male to be in that situation, pursuing careers or whatever else for whatever reason, economic stability, as if we really ever have economic stability. But that's part of the reason for that number. Isn't that interesting that that number has, you know, had jumped up so much? Wow, crazy. And by the way, as the numbers jump up, and there's no way to completely know this number either, except for that so many people are writing very big checks, and you know, there's kind of an invisible ticker on this. But businesses have donated at least over $72 million to the Harvey relief efforts, companies specifically pledging to do something, you know, to give whatever money. 42 companies have donated $1 million or more as of Wednesday. Verizon contributed $10 million. Employee donation matching programs say they could bring in an additional $5 million. So that's happening all over the place. And if you remember, of course, for Hurricane Katrina, a lot of business money poured in, too. I mean, companies are actually volunteering. They're seeing trucks with names on it, all that kind of stuff, and bringing water and food, but also encouraging employees to donate by matching contributions. You got to give, give, give. It's so much better than getting. It really is. Coming up next, we're going to dive into the America Tonight mailbag.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, paper.
Yeah, time for the mailbag. Carriers are not carrying any letters and delivering mail in Houston. That would be impossible. There's no way that's happening. But, of course, we have the pleasure of having a calorie-free 24/7 email venting place, or positive place, whatever you want to throw in, you can at americatonight.net. And it really was a plethora of opinions this time around on all kinds of things. So on that note, we're diving into the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. I just watched the last finale of Game of Thrones, and I decided if Jon Snow doesn't survive, I really want to be the Queen of the North. So elevate me from mistress to the Queen of the North. So here's one I got from Jake, who says, Kate, what's going on with the refineries? I heard you talk about how many were shutting down with the hurricane floods and all of that. What's happened? Well, of course, the floodwater closed down the refineries Wednesday along the Texas Gulf Coast. And the largest one, of course, was hit, too. There was about 15 that were going offline from Corpus Christi to Port Arthur, Texas. And the list included the largest refinery, which I thought this was fascinating. I have to be honest, I didn't know this, in the U.S. It's a Saudi-owned plant, the Motiva plant in Port Arthur, and they began what they call a controlled shutdown. So check this out. 25%, since you asked, Jake, of U.S. refining capacity, poof. That closure means, you know, that's what's happening. That's chilling. That means this is Labor Day weekend. Gas prices are pumping up, fans. They are. They're going up for sure. In fact, I got a ton of, I'll say a ton. I looked on my Twitter and people texting me that in Dallas, Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, some of the gas stations were running out of gas because people were filling up to the brim. So there were gas lines like they used to have in the 70s. And think about this. I mean, gasoline inventories, they're going to be whittled away really quickly when you think that we use about 9.7 million barrels a day of gasoline. Refineries are pumping out fewer than 8 million, so do the math. You know that whole thing about ride sharing? You might want to think about ride sharing. Because, I mean, seriously, who knows what's going to happen with gasoline in the next couple of weeks? It'll right itself, but maybe not immediately because of what's now happened. All right, I got this one from Shannon, and she said, Kate, I saw the stories about the animals, and I saw the stories about the kids, and I have to tell you, I love that, and I guess a bunch of schools were closed. Well, of course they were closed, right? Can you imagine trying to get your kid to class when overpasses are crumbling and there's flooding everywhere? That would just be ridiculous. So classes were supposed to start last Monday, but those plans were scuttled. And remember, Houston is the fourth largest city. So think of the school district. About 216,000 kids go to school in just the Houston district. You know, think of other areas, too. So, no, there's no classes happening. Schools are closed. They're talking about hoping to begin classes on the 5th, but they're going to wait and see what that looks like. How are the schools impacted? All of that. I mean, you got about 1 million students in public and charter school districts across the state of Texas. So then you can just divvy it up from there. And there probably is other schools that could open up, but they can't rely on that. And then that's the driving distance and everything else. Randy Weingartner from the American Federation of Teachers this week urged the president to act swiftly to provide some kind of assistance to the schools because they need it, is what she was saying. So we'll see how quickly they're up and running. That's going to be a FEMA thing, too, for sure. No question about that. All right, how about this one? This one is from Joe, and Joe says, kind of along those same lines, Rebecca Harvey, wow, the fact that so many dogs were rescued. I heard you talk about the story about the dog that was trapped and wouldn't get in the boat with the guys who were trying to rescue him, and then eventually he did get rescued and did find his owner. And I think that just panicked everybody. I know, of course, we care about human life, but the story about the dog was just too incredible. And I agree. The story about the dog was too incredible and really freaked a lot of people out because you could see it. I mean, you could see the dog shaking and the water was rising. And it was, it was brutal. All right, here, let's move on to another one. How about this one? This one is from Jane, listening to us in Sarasota. And Jane says, Kate, this whole Arpaio thing, I got to tell you, at first, like you, I would be like a champion of Sheriff Joe's because of what he had to deal with in Arizona. But I have to say the last thing that happened with Arpaio was unnecessary. And, of course, it's going to cause rancor. And, of course, pushing it to the limit is going to result in his arrest. And then it just falls into the lap of the Prez because he wants to build the wall. And it goes back to that whole immigration push-pull. You've said it many times on your show. These were laws that were on the books. They weren't enforced. Imagine if they had been. Yeah, you know, we can't go back in history, any of us, and say, oh, if only, if, the worst word ever invented. But it's true that decades ago, Reagan had laws on the books that would have made an incredible difference for what we see happening now, because you would have rounded up people, so to speak, quicker, and you would have gotten people out of the country, and even if you were playing the cat and mouse game, it never would have grown to the levels that we've seen, that we don't even really know what the level is, but we know the level is high, and it wouldn't be quite as high, let's put it that way. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's part of the problem, but you can't do anything about that because that's something from the past. It doesn't make any sense to rage about it. It's unfortunate. All right, here's this one is from Matthew. Matthew says, North Korea, Kim Jong-un is awful. He is a dictator. He is practicing skull drudgery. And I think if the United States doesn't do something quickly, we could be on the other end of that missile. We could be the receivers of that. What's funny you say that, because I was just reading a story about the U.S. and allied radar systems that they say can really quickly determine where a missile is headed and whether it poses a threat to a populated area. They can track test launches even. There might not be interceptors to shoot them down if they're headed for the open seas, but the radar can see them, and they can see quickly how far they're going and what kind of missile it is, and look up the speed, based on its speed and direction and all that other information. So it's important to know that, especially setting it up with what you said, talking about the dictator in North Korea who's been doing some pretty wacky things. But I saw an artist rendering of the missile intercept tests, and it's pretty cool looking. And they are, I guess it's really powerful. They can really, really pick up these launches. So if I feel pretty good about that, the fact that they can do that and recognizes what's happening, because that helps obviously the people around it should they decide to hit the quotes proverbial button, if you will. And then how about this? This one comes to us from Sydney, who says, wow, I was so outraged by BB, which would be Best Buy, the fact that bottled water near Houston was being sold for $43 at Best Buy, a case of it, outside of some of the worst hit areas. Yeah, and so guess what happens? They're getting smashed in social media as gougers because of the amount of money that they're charging. And this is at a Best Buy in Cypress, Texas, and it was posted, and there was just massively angry Twitter responses to the jacking up of the bottled water. So there was one for 24 bottles, and then there was one for 12 bottles. $42. Here, have your smart water, $42. That is awful. So, of course, Best Buy apologizes in a statement for what they said was an error made by a local employee who added up the cost of each individual bottle of water to come up with the price for the entire case. Whoops. Oh, that's bad. So if you want to contrast it, Walmart on its website lists 24 packs of Poland Spring bottled water for $20.63. Well, some people must have bought them, because initially when they had them going for that, people were buying them. And so they were, I guess, were willing to pay that crazy, outrageous price. If you have a grievance, or you just want to give a high five to someone or whatever it might be, americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo with Nathan Reeder coming up round the bend here with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon, or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight. For America Tonight. As we do that, we bring in Nathan, a reader to the show, for a segment we like to call Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo. Hey, I remember the name this time. This week I remember the name of the segment.
Nice.
I like that. Nice. I think I had too much coffee last week, so I couldn't remember. I don't know what happened. What do you do? That happens. How about this? It's interesting. There's a lot of different directions we could go with Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo. And I just mentioned this story, Best Buy putting the bottles of water for sale for $43 for a case of them. Right outside, in Houston, in the suburb, Cypress, Texas. Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, or Bingo?
Well, that's crazy if it really happened.
It did. In checking that with local media, that was the site of a couple of live shots, even because there were some hoaxes going around, like Joel Osteen's yacht going down Highway 10, and people were buying the crazy news that was meant to not be, like, sort of like an onion. But this was a true story, so they apologized and pulled it and all of that. Someone wasn't thinking, is what I think.
Well, yeah, someone wasn't thinking about a lot.
Humanity! I mean, come on. Yeah, they weren't thinking it through. Oh, we can make a little bit of money this way. Not worth it in the long run because of the...
Leave it to the corporations, kid.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not, you're trying to make, if you're going to try to make a buck that way, that's not a good way to do it. I mean,
if you're going to try to make a buck that way, get tax loopholes, all right?
Exactly.
Don't act like you can do it by yourself.
Oh, it's nutty. I mean, just absolutely crazy. I got to tell you that. All right. So how about this? This is a pretty interesting, too, because it's the first time maybe it's not the first time that it's happened, but last week, some of the local governments in northern India, they, you know, in the Punjab region, et cetera, they shut down citizens' internet access and text messaging services because they said they wanted to maintain order. It was just before a verdict was going to be released on a high-profile rape case. The case involved a cult leader with a large following who was accused of raping two women in his group. So they said for security, they felt like they needed to do it. And around 50, because you remember, you know, how big India is, around 50 million people lost the internet for 5 days.
Wow.
That's a long time. Could you live without the internet for 5 days?
Well, yeah, I have, but it's not comfortable anymore.
It's not comfortable.
Well, depends on how much I remember that it's good to disconnect from all of these things
out
there.
Oh, no kidding. Isn't that true? I mean, when was the last time, in all honesty, and people listening to this think of this question too, when was the last time you fully disconnected?
Yep.
Yeah, you can't even remember. Sometime, I think when I was 5, it's hard to remember because we just... Even if you're paying attention and you're not checking your phone every 2 seconds, you know, or 5 minutes, whatever they say it is that people check, because I think it varies from person to person, it's still there. It's on the table. It's a few fingertips away, and I think that's pretty much almost everyone now.
I bet there's lots of people listening that find their way out to the deserts and the forests and mountains without their technology. I'm pretty sure people do know how to, but it's pretty invasive.
I guess so. It sounds like there's a party in the studio. Is that true?
Right.
Is it a party? I'm missing a party, and so is everyone else. That's a good thing. We're peeking in on a party.
Right. Yep.
So are you going to
party?
I love it. So are you going to say, what are you going to say for that one? Because of the internet being cut off, are you going to say bingo?
I'm going to say that it's a little bit of fruits and nuts because, states, how do you control it? It's hard to just go immediately to the cutoff, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, there's certainly countries who choose to do that. I would not. If I were president, I would not choose to do that.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. All right, so we move on to this one. An Oregon mother was arrested for driving under the influence last week after her 11-year-old son, called 911 from inside the car. 30-year-old Nicole Norris was arrested for that DUI after he called the cops to say he was concerned, he was worried. So she blew twice the legal limit in a breath test, according to the sheriff's office, twice. And she could face child endangerment charges because she had her son in the car with her. What do you think?
It's, wow. That's a strong kid, man, or a really scary ride. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
One of those, and neither of those is funny. It's true.
I agree. I think it could be one or the other, maybe, of those two stories, or something else equally as wild.
Well, that's what it is. It's both stories. It's all the stories we don't know about it that are happening. But it's good that the call was made and that at least one step in the check yourself process is going to come around for her from this. Because, yeah, that's not a good place to be, to have your kid calling from the back seat. Saying, hey,
no, yeah, getting
mom
help.
Shouldn't be driving right now, and I know that she is intoxicated. Yeah, that's not something you want
your kid to remember or have to do, yeah.
Nope.
But he was smart to do it, so I say bingo from the fact that she was in good shape, so he did it, so nobody died, and that part's good. Now they're going to have to sort it out. Yeah, that's sad. We move to something completely different. The former beauty queen, Alicia Machado, is confronting the whole body shamers who claim she's chubby and overweight. She actually is a very pretty woman. She posted an Instagram photo of herself a couple of weeks ago wearing a red lace jumpsuit during an award show in Miami. And commentators wrote, "As a public figure, you're overweight. In my opinion, those clothes don't suit her. You look chubby. I don't know if it's your undergarments, but the extra pounds are noticeable." So this became a raging thing where they went back and forth in social media, etc., about, you know, whether she was too heavy and should lose weight. Telemundo, she's a Telemundo television host, and she actually got, as much as people said that, she got a lot of support from her fans.
There's something happened during the campaign.
Yes.
Yes. Okay,
because remember the whole Trump thing. She made headlines.
How can I forget?
You can't forget it. And you remembered in 96, Donald Trump called her Miss Piggy when she was crowned Miss Universe because she gained.
He called her that in 1996, or he called her that referring to it more recently.
He called her Miss Piggy after she was crowned Miss Universe back then.
Wow.
And then, you know, now, of course, would be bigger than then. She was bigger then. She was like 117 pounds. And so she, of course, now has put on more weight. I mean, whatever. You know, at one point he took her to a gym to work out, and, you know, there you go. She posed nude for Playboy, but she claimed that Trump's treatment caused her to struggle with an eating disorder, and she even wrote a blog about it in Women's Health, saying she never had body shaming or had body image issues before.
Well, I don't think he doesn't know how to be a bully, so.
Yeah.
I kind of agree a little bit.
Yeah, you get it. Bingo. Awesome. Nathan Reeder, thank you so much, and thanks to all of you for listening to this hour. There's that cat.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.